This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must be that exceptional American that I'm talking to. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you may or may not have known. I'll bring you sort of the main highlights in my head, as I'd like to see them reported. The individual who was being tried for murder for the Benghazi, well, he didn't get convicted of murder. That's number one. Number two, maybe you didn't know this, but those of you that are of the Cold War era, ICBM might come up as a acronym that you might remember for Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, which was launched by North Korea, went up 2,000 plus miles. Straight up. Mm-hmm. Can reach now any part of the United States of America. Isn't that nice? Now, then there's, of course, the other stuff that's going on. And that is Matt Lauer was fired by NBC. Now, I don't know about you, but the right hand and the left hand come into play here. In the right hand, we've got Matt Lauer. In the left, we've got Korea and Benghazi. I wonder why Matt Lauer, it was chosen today that Matt Lauer be fired. They could have waited till tomorrow or the next day. But, you know, I know that there were reports going around, had been circulating around on all that. Well, with this, to clarify that part of the story, is our very own Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, I guess you probably have some more details. I was alluding to the Clinton connection to Matt Lauer and to everything else.
Yeah. Oh, the Clintons control the media. I think that the media is bought and paid for by the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a contractual commitment. That's the only explanation I can make with respect to the favorable treatment that the Clintons got, despite their unlikability. I mean, who really likes the Clintons?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really likes Bubba Clinton. You know, I mean, he has his Clinton Library in Arkansas, this modern-looking ship-looking building structure, where he has a you know, a love nest above it that the press is not allowed to go to. But they've, you know, they've done the hypocrisy and the double standard and basically swept everything that they've ever done under the rug and thrown them a pass. I mean, this whole Russian collusion story is fake. And we, you know, it's to me, it's obvious that the media has been bought and paid for. I think that there's been a lot of payoffs with regard to coverage. And I think that maybe it's very possible that Matt Lauer, if you look back in the last couple of weeks, that he may have thrown the Clintons under the bus one too many times. And the Clintons have dirt on everybody. That's how they play. So it's either they bought you and paid for you and your positive speak, or the fact is they want to actually change the news cycle like you're pointing to, which is actually very interesting as well. But I think that the Clintons are involved with this because Benghazi is a story that is plaguing them, along with Uranium One, along with Fusion GPS, along with the DNC corruption and getting the questions in advance. I mean, there's absolutely no place where the Clintons have been involved where there hasn't been massive corruption. Haiti? I mean, it doesn't matter where you're talking about. And they pay for the news coverage to actually bury the story or cover them favorably. And with Matt Lauer, it's either he was expendable to the point where they needed to bury the other stories that were plaguing them, or that he missed a step and was taught a lesson.
Or it could be both.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's a combination of both, because he was starting to come out and be pretty harsh. And actually, if you think about it, Matt Lauer was very harsh in times with the Clintons. I think he was doing some legitimate reporting. And, of course, they have dirt on him. They have dirt on everybody. I mean, that's just the way these people play. And, of course, so does Obama. You know, this whole thing that goes on with Benghazi, no one wants that Benghazi stuff out there at all.
Well, Paul, let me just say one more thing. You remember Epstein and Orgy Island and that
whole
business?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, that was all based on, that whole club was based on the notion of mutual assured destruction, right?
Right.
So we had an ABM missile treaty with Russia where it said, okay, you could build your arsenal, but you can't build a defense shield because we want to have this treaty that says mutual
assured destruction.
Mutual assured destruction. So that's an old concept. It's also done in MS-13. If you want to join our gang and get a lot of the favor and all the money that we gather up when we steal and kill people, you're going to have to actually commit a crime that will make it so you'll never rat us out. So that means we're going to have you on video shooting somebody in the head. And that's part of the initiation process for a gang like MS-13. Epstein was no different. The Orgy Island and the plane, they had video footage of a lot of people. They have a lot of dirt on a lot of people, including the former prime minister of Israel. I forget his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that that's the way they play. And Matt Lauer was probably in violation of certain code, and they had the goods on him, and he's out. But there's a reason why we're seeing a rash of this, right?
Well, sure.
Because the Clinton cartel is starting to crumble.
Yeah. And, you know, this goes into the Benghazi thing, as I was talking about in the last hour, because they've been buried. This is nowhere, either Drudge or Fox News, did I see coverage on their front pages of Benghazi. Nowhere. And I thought, that's pretty interesting. When I got up this morning, I was perusing it. You know, that's you normally do, and you go, oh my God, the Matt Lauer thing. And then, where is the Benghazi story that came out yesterday? And then, of course, the other one is, there. Even the Fox News didn't even have anything on the front page about Korea. Now, I heard them report it here as I was getting my brew, my fresh cup of coffee, before we got you on the air, and they were mentioning it. Well, you know, thanks for the mention, but you know, again, Matt Lauer is dominating everything, and of course the Clintons have bought everybody off, and I think that's just sort of the story. I think you nailed it on the first try.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe Kerry also, he's on the Red State Talk Radio at 2 p.m. Eastern. he's been covering the Branch Davidians. I keep saying that. Bundy trial, the Finnegans.
Right.
And he's going to the courthouse. And they're keeping such such things under wraps. They won't allow media coverage. The FBI and all the government ilk is so afraid of the embarrassment of what is happening in that case, because they're so wrong on so many issues related to the Finnegan case.
Lavoie Finnegan.
Right. Lavoie. And what's happening in that trial right now is a lot of exposure that the government doesn't want. And I think it's also the same thing with the Clintons. I think that the playbooks are very much the same in that they don't want to have this type of disclosure. And, you know, Trump is winning because, you know, you take a look at the sex scandals and you take a look at the sex fund, you know, where they're bailing people out with taxpayer dollars. That's all going to be exposed. And everybody wants to see the retroactive affairs. And I think that Joe Biden is also going to be into that pile of nuts. And
with a shotgun. Joe Biden and a shotgun.
Right. Now, I think that there's going to be a lot that's going to be revealed. And the draining of the swamp is going to have more teeth and more truth to it than we ever imagined, ever dreamed of. And Donald Trump, once again, is delivering on his promise.
It's called winning, winning, winning. And we're coming up to a break right now. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. His show is on at, well, you're on at 8 a.m. Eastern. And then I follow up with Agenda 21 Radio at noon. And who is after me?
C.L. Bryant.
All right. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. We're doing a lot of coverage today. With us is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. You can pick him up on Red State Talk Radio just prior to Agenda 21 Radio. And Scott, we have obviously sort of sussed through a whole bunch of stuff about Matt Lauer and about all the stuff that's been going on with him. And there's so many other stories out there. And, of course, this, to me, is just sheer distraction. You pointed out appropriately so in the last segment that the Clintons own the media. And I was talking in the last hour, and, of course, they can afford to put Matt Lauer out there. And as I was saying in the last hour, Matt has fallen on the sword for the Clintons, in so to speak. I think that's exactly what we see here. One of the things that I was wondering about, they talk about Andy Lack over there at NBC. When are they going to get to the Rhodes brothers? Because you have Ben Rhodes, who was the advisor to Obama. He's the one who came up with the talking points about Benghazi being about a video. Remember that. And his brother David, who's president of CBS. I think that's kind of an unusual situation. When are they going to break that one out? When is that one going to come out?
Well, the idea there is that Ben probably couldn't have gotten a job as, you know, a dog walker.
That's right.
But Ben got the job as the chief of staff in the Obama administration because the media was bought and paid for. That's the only thing he was selling. He was selling media cooperation. That's what Ben Rhodes brought to the table. His brother was the sharper tool in the shed with regard to the Rhodes brothers and got himself a cushy position as CBS president of CBS News. But Ben Rhodes just parlayed on that. You know, Ben Rhodes is a numbnut. He's a
total moron.
And he's working with another moron called Susan Rice. Susan Rice is the one that said that Benghazi was, all about a senseless video and that Bo Bergdahl served with honor and distinction. This is our chief national security advisor. Dumb as a pile of rocks, Susan Rice. Literally. And to have these people running our country into the ground is the reason why it is now that we are now playing chess instead of checkers with regard to North Korea and getting China to work and do things they have never done before. And yet still they want to pass judgment on Donald Trump, who has done nothing but set records with the economy. I mean, let's not forget Mark Cuban from the Dallas Mavericks, the guy who thinks he might want to be president one day.
Good luck.
Actually predicted that this economy, that he was going to sell short and he was going to take all these different stock options because the death of the economy was going to happen within 6 months. And of course, we know how wrong he was. A lot of these libtards out there are just flat out wrong. Look at what Rachel Maddow said on Trump's best day. Even if he won all the neutral states and the red states, he'd still lose. That's what she said. She was wrong. I was just talking with a guy who works in the State Department over the weekend, over the holiday weekend. And this is a guy that has a master's degree in public policy from Harvard and a law degree from Georgetown. And he works at the State Department. And literally, he said, well, you got to check your sources. I said, where do you get your sources? He said, well, I like Rachel Maddow.
That works really well. Really well.
I said to him, the only thing I could say to him was, well, she did get the prediction on the election wrong. Well, a lot of people did. And I'm like, I didn't.
Right. Yeah,
I actually didn't, right. Called in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. You were one of those predictors out there that nobody was listening to. Well, that's not true. Everybody, most people were listening to you, but and that's the bigger point, is that more people were listening to us than listening to the mainstream media. That's a fact. I think that's really a fact about what the state of the situation is in the country. So this whole situation that we see here, I think ultimately it's going to continue to play out. It's just painful because, again, the Clintons are dominating so much. And I hope that we get, you know, I'm venting right now. I want to get this over with the Clintons and get on with building the country and making things right again. And we're starting to see some semblance of that right now with the leadership of Donald Trump. A lot of people are in denial about it, but I can remember back in the Reagan days, we've seen this scenario before, where the economy all of a sudden starts to pick up, people have jobs, people start thinking about marijuana. Of course, we didn't have the marijuana problem back then, but so many other problems that we're experiencing right now, education changes, and of course, there's going to be continued change in those in all these systems like education, defense, and so on. But I sense a big, big sea change happening right now in the United States. And, of course, that's what they don't want. They do not want any of this to happen. You got to remember that the good communist Marxists want to destroy capitalism, American style. And that's what I think they're – well, you see that happening in California with Jerry Brown. They're losing their grip, in short. That's really what's happening.
You know, I had a caller call in. We call him Idaho Bob. And I know you don't really take the call in. You don't use the system, but you are eventually going to be using that, I'm sure. I think you have a couple of technical things you want to get straightened out. But Idaho Bob called in today, and he said something about Sessions. And I said, you know, you're right. And I said, so is Paul Preston. I said, because, you know, Paul Preston has a guy, Chris Street, who worked, you know, with Sessions. And basically the issue with Sessions is that he's doing a lot underneath the table. A lot of stuff he's doing is not getting revealed. And I think one of the big things that's happening today is the voter fraud committee. And I think that that's going to go a long way, because keep in mind, They claim that Hillary won by 3 million votes. Well, that's because the reason why they lost the election, they weren't able to get those 3 million votes to the battleground states that they needed them to. They ran out of time. And it's just a matter of time to get the DACA, the Dreamers. That's why they want to push the Dreamer thing onto the tax reform, because they're so hell-bent on turning these illegals into voters. They need it so badly. Voter ID and immigration reform and the border security are all playing very much in the vein of electoral votes. And it's all about that with the Democrats. Everything they do is about power. And none of it is about prosperity for the people that they serve.
Right. There's not one bit of concern for John Q. Public. Not one, in my opinion, with these folks. I think they're just totalitarian monsters, but, you know, that's how I feel. That's how I roll. Yeah, and Idaho Bob, he nailed it, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy. How much time do we have?
We have about 30 seconds, so you can talk your heart out.
Yeah, with your show, because you have a different clock, I always run out of time, and, you know, I always run into the break. But I want to continue talking about this Matt Lauer story, because the theme of my show today was really taking a step back and looking. This all started with Roy Moore. And what's happening is the can of worms, the cap came off the can of worms.
The worms are crawling out. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and the distractions. We're not excluding anything here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're throwing up Benghazi. We're throwing up Korea, because it's all mixed up with Matt Lauer. He is the distraction away from the real facts that they don't want out there. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Talk tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about the, we're back on that news cycle, if you will, and we never get off of it, of course, 24/7, 365, news cycle. Okay, so anyway, Scott is with us, and we've been talking about the Matt Lauer situation. We've been wrapping that up into Benghazi, and also North Korea, even the Finicum trials, the Bundy and Finicum situation in Nevada, wrapping that up a little bit. Okay, so Scott, tell us a little bit more about the Clinton situation, and where do you think it's going to go with these? All these, there's another story out there that we've been lightly covering. Of course, we brought the story to light with everybody about these indictments. That was one of our sources, a citizen journalist, first broke that story, and we put it out there. At the time, it was only the 4th District there, and I think you and I discussed it at one point. About 128, it started out at 128 indictments, and 55 of those were sealed indictments. I was sitting there thinking, wow. And, of course, the person who sent it to us has a legal background, and a very incredible legal background, actually. And all of a sudden, it started, blowing up where we had a whole bunch of other indictments, and now we've got 4,289 of them total. Something's going on. I wonder if it's related to the Clintons.
Yeah, most certainly. You know, and it is interesting, the timing, because the Democrats also, you know, it's ironic, but the Democrats seem to be so, they're so obvious. I mean, you know, when they were talking about the Russian collusion story, it was they're the ones that were guilty of the Russian collusion. And yet they realized, boy, if this would make the light of day, we'd be in real trouble. Hey, this is a good idea. Why don't we go ahead and accuse the other guys of that? Because we own the media anyway. See, here's what I think is happening is I think that the media is being exposed for being owned by a political party. What shame is that? I mean, that is major league shameful. And, you know, I'll never forget when John McCain, who's probably going to be doing the same thumbs down with tax reform as he did with Obamacare repeal. But John McCain overseas when he was in Germany said the first road to, you know, totalitarianism is to pick fights with the free press. And of course, he was disingenuous when he said that overseas, because the only thing that Trump has had a problem with was fake news, lying news. He doesn't mind the truth. The only problem we've had with immigration was illegal immigration, not legal immigration. So let's get it right. There's a big difference between the two. Mm-hmm. And everybody listening here knows the difference. And yet the media wants to, you know, pass this around. So they're perpetrating crimes that they themselves have committed, realizing how damning it would be. And so they don't even have creativity in this area. And they launch these accusations. So like in the case of Roy Moore, they want nothing more than to, you know, try to destabilize the power in the Senate. Because they know they're going to lose their butts in 2018 with 25 of the 33 seats up for grabs in the Senate being defended by Democrats. And we already know that, for example, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, a red state that Donald Trump won by double digits, has a problem with her flight manifests and her private jets.
I hate it when that happens.
She's in big trouble. And there's going to be a lot of losses for the Democrats. They know it. You know it. I know it. We know it. And they're afraid of what's going to happen there. They need every seat they can get. And what's happening in Alabama, where's Glory Allred been? Where is she? I have no idea where Glory Allred is. Why? Because they asked her about a yearbook. And we know that that was forged now.
Yeah. And, so, you know, this is the thing. We were wondering about Gloria last week because she's conveniently not around. And, of course, I don't know why that would be. Do you? I mean, it's just kind of, and then we find out that this woman has got quite a little history behind her, one of the accusers. And, of course, then it goes on and on and on. Roy Moore does not have the reputation that he has been painted. Again, and who's been working on that one alongside the Democrats? And that's Mitch McConnell.
Right. And here's the another thing, you know, this Lee Blunt or Lee, whatever his name is, the write-in, that also is a McConnell thing. Why in the world are they so threatened by having somebody that's going to support a Trump agenda? Because Trump is the apple card. Trump is the guy that can't be bought. Trump is the person that is not affected by the secret sex fund, right, in the Congress. You know, Trump is the one that's not, you know, that's the thing about Trump. He speaks the truth and he just puts one foot in front of the other and he keeps on his task and he sticks with the issues and he has some fun with Twitter and he picks arguments he knows he's going to win, whether it's the NFL or LeVar Ball, whatever. You know, they're indefensible things that the Democrats stand for. That's why they never want to talk about the issues, because sanctuary city debate is not going to win for Democrats in Alabama. Neither is immigration. Neither is Obamacare repeal and replace. None of that is going to fly in Alabama for Doug Jones, the candidate that should never see the light of day.
Right, right.
And I don't think he's going to win. I think it's going to be a statement. I think it's going to be a landslide victory for Roy Moore, and I think it's going to be another wake up call and a sledgehammer right over their little noggin for the Democrats.
Well, and it's about time that we start to see these kind of sea changes going on. And, you know, we're being sort of torn asunder to some people. I guess they're looking at the Democratic Party. If you are a Democrat and you're seeing all this stuff, just it's a house of cards, ladies and gentlemen. This is the whole thing about all this. They've pulled the card out. You know, a lot of the cards started coming out in Benghazi, actually. And, you know, a lot of people stayed with that story, stayed with so many other stories that have been out there and hung with it. And citizen journalists like, you know, like us and what we've been doing at Red State Talk Radio over the years has been a major contributor. And so many other people, too, because, you know, Scott, what's been going on is the citizen journalist says, wait a minute, I can report this stuff. I can find information. And by the way, you get these people that have been in the system and they start coming forward and they start talking to you and they start. Then you get the real secrets and you get the real picture. And this is what's happening to the media today, that they can't keep up with this. They just can't.
Can't. That's exactly right. They cannot keep up. They have never been pounded into oblivion like Donald Trump has pounded them.
Oh, just. Brutal. It's brutal.
The crap out of them. And they don't know what's hitting them. They don't even know how to respond because they're these little wimps that just flounder their arms like fish. They don't even know how to punch back. They're not counterpunchers. They stand for nothing. And they're a pack of lies is what they stand for.
One of the things, you know, back in my education days, you know, a lot of experience dealing with gangs and stuff. This is no different than how gangs behave. MS-13 or any of these other gangs out there all behave the exact same way as these people. These people just have degrees and they have, you know, fingernails that are cleaned out, like Reagan said. But they're intellectually, they're exactly the same. They behave exactly the same in terms of their behavior pattern about lying and cheating and stealing and all that stuff as any common gangbanger. And here's the deal about a gangbanger: once they start to, once you start to unfold and unmask them, there's no there. There's a hollow person.
The other part is you look at Matt Lauer. And
15 seconds.
And he's been an advocate of demasculation, right?
I mean, big time.
But he was a big womanizer and a sexual harasser. Right. So he was a big hypocrite. But again, they are going down because. Of the hypocrisy that they stood for.
Anyway, we'll be back. More of Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, talking about all these things that are going on. There's really a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, and we're trying to keep you up to breast about what is going on in terms of the globalists and the global elites, and we're looking at the Clintons right now. And Obama's back there. Oh, yeah, he's in the shadows, so to speak. But the big news, the big distraction for today is Matt Lauer. He has fallen on the sword for the globalist elites. Probably spoke a little bit too badly of the Clintons over recent weeks. But more importantly, they needed him to be the big distraction away from what? Benghazi, number one, because the attack victims were not represented well because they picked up some slime ball out of the streets of Benghazi, herded him off to the United States to be tried as a terrorist. And of course, guess what? There was no there. They should never have brought him here. They should have stuck him in Gitmo. The big story is he got, you know, nothing. He was being tried for murder and got nothing. Of course, there was no evidence of murder on his part. Remember, it was 18, I don't know how many hours, or it was like 18 days or something like that before the FBI even got to the crime scene at Benghazi, so-called, quote, crime scene, a war-ravaged facility being treated as a crime scene. And then the other one, of course, is Korea. ICBM, anybody? Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, 2,700 miles into space. It can reach any part of the United States of America. That's the big news. But no, we got to talk about the penis of Matt Lauer. And with us right now to talk about Matt Lauer's penis, it's Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. I'm sorry, Scott, that was probably not appropriate, but our listeners might have enjoyed that.
You know, I get your point. Yeah, I do. And, you know, it is so true. What you say is so true. And you know what? That's what's so great about Red State Talk Radio and your program, Agenda 21. And we get to say really the truth. And that's what's so great about our president is he tweets the truth. You know, he speaks the truth. And he doesn't really care. You know, I thought that stunt that he did yesterday with respect to... you know, the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer empty seats.
It was. Yeah. And he sits in the middle, and on each side of him are the empty seats. It's a great photo op. Yes, and they're out there complaining about a photo op. Well, actually, you're not in the picture.
Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi tweeted something out about that specific incident, and she pinned the tweet. She liked it so much, she pinned it. You know, she's really trying to rally her base around that. But frankly, it's hard to explain, and not to mention the fact that North Korea sends that missile up like they do. And it's like, this is not a time to play games. We need a tax budget. We need relief. We need to stimulate our economy, and we need to finance and fund our military. And I think that this has been couched nicely by Donald Trump, because I believe wholeheartedly that this government will shut down this time, because they'll make sure that it does, and they'll try to blame Trump. But Trump is preemptively, and every opportunity, reminding the folks at home that this is not his fault when this happens. And it will happen. I believe it will happen.
I just love that picture. I'm looking at it right now, Pelosi's empty seat and Schumer's empty seat. And now, remember, you know, this is the thing that's really funny. What was it that they had that meeting with Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer, and he gave them whatever they wanted? What was that? That was about a month and a half ago. Right. And then they have this one come up, and they don't even...
Remember Chuck Schumer's fake leak? It's like, I really think he's going to give us what we want. Remember he had the fake on the C-SPAN? That was all by design as well.
Well, anyway, so there they are, empty seated, next to Trump. I mean, just, it was a great scene. And they're out there whining and complaining about Trump. And he's got, you could be here, you know.
By the way, right, it's face. Not every day that you have a Native American on your program.
You want to talk about Pocahontas.
Right. My father listens to your show probably more than he listens to my show, and I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
No, it's great advice.
No, my father is a Native American Indian chief, okay? I mean, I have pictures of him, you know, in peace pipe ceremonies and stuff like that. He's in the Smithsonian, and Ray Adams. And let me tell you something. He's a Redskins fan. Before that, he was a Cowboys fan. But because Harry Reid told him he shouldn't like the Redskins, he became a Redskins fan.
There you go.
and the same thing is true with Pocahontas. Those two guys that were the Navajo Indians in the Oval Office, first off, they were invited to the Oval Office by a real leader. Secondly, the whole Pocahontas thing is paying homage to Pocahontas and saying, you know, Elizabeth Warren, you're no Pocahontas. How dare you, you know, try to use this fake heritage, Pocahontas, fake heritage to actually get a job at Harvard and to gain ground financially. And that's, to me, is the worst racial thing that there can be. And yet the mainstream media would love to just say Donald Trump is being racist. And, of course, I'm a Native American Indian, and I understood what he said and where it came from. I get it. And the mainstream media doesn't speak for the Native American Indians. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, you know, I got I have Bob, who's in Virginia Beach, and he says I always called Warren Liawatha. That's from one of our listeners in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've heard that one.
Liawatha.
yeah, that's good.
Well, yeah. You know, anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to cover, and I really appreciate you being on the show with us. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Well, it's the ScottAdamsShow.com is how you can get our podcasts, and Scott Adams Show airs live on Red State Talk Radio, and we're syndicated across the country, but we're syndicated through Red State, so Red State's our flagship station, obviously, and it's 8 a.m. Eastern Time every single day.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You
being on the show. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Sort of just sitting here walking out with the melody. Not paying attention. I'm sorry. Focused on, listen, there's too much stimuli going on for me to sort to suss through it. Brian Sussman. What a great guy Brian Sussman is. Eco-Terrorist, I think, is Eco-Tyranny is the book he wrote. He was on our show when we first started Agenda 21 Radio back in the day. Man, that's about 6-7 years ago. Unbelievable things that are happening. Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we're supporting NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. And if you want more information on that, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Or you can visit the website, NewCaliforniaState.com, and leave a contact number there, and I'll call you back. If you go to the contact portion of it, just there's a thing up there in the top that says contact. And you fill out a little form, tell us what county you live in. It doesn't matter. You can be anywhere all over the planet. And fill out information if you want more information about New California. You never know who you're going to run into nationally, internationally, or just, you know, at the local store. Then all of a sudden you start talking about New California. Yep, it's going to be the new rage because we're going to get rid of the old California. and usher in a new era of freedom and liberty for the United States of America. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I always say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.